Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Welcome, folks, to this episode of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're coming to you live from our radio and television studios here in beautiful Northwest Pennsylvania. You feel it? You feel it in the air? Folks, we broadcast live every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, except for tomorrow. We're just going to be flying out of town. No, tomorrow we have a special thing, something special lined up for you. We're going to be doing a marathon or an extended program tomorrow. We're going to be doing 6 hours of broadcasting tomorrow. 6 p.m. Eastern to midnight Eastern, right here on the from our studios. We broadcast live, folks, every weeknight, normally 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Global Star Radio Network. Also, simulcast on Global Star Radio Network and BTR, Blog Talk Radio. We have two separate websites, don't forget. HagmanReport.com, that's for news information, things that news stories that you need to know. Bookmark that, as well as HagmanReport.com. They're all things show related. Boy, before we get started, I want to welcome OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Welcome as a sponsor. You know, struggling to find the perfect gift for someone, especially in the holidays, is sometimes troublesome. And getting the perfect gift and avoiding the malls, boy, that's a great bonus if you can do that. I found something that everyone seems to like. I have not had anyone say, oh, no, no. I've had everyone say, oh, yes, yes, to Omaha Steaks. I want to welcome Omaha Steaks as a sponsor. OmahaSteaks.com, our coupon code HH. That's OmahaSteaks.com, our coupon code HH. And I'll tell you what you get when you go there. If you go to Omaha Steaks right now, they're giving an exclusive savings just for you, just for our listeners. And I had to double check this because I thought, no, this couldn't be, because I got the same thing. And it's kind of what turned me on to Omaha Steaks. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, yes, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets. One seasoning packet, Omaha Steak seasoning packet. That stuff is really good. That's good stuff. And plus, four additional sausages free. If you go to OmahaSteaks.com, enter my code HH in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart. You get 77% savings. It's guaranteed to be a hit. More on that later. But don't forget. But tomorrow, Joe, 6 hours worth of programming. We're going to do that. We were on 3 hours last night with Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle, right? Mm-hmm. Right? How do you think that went? And folks, did you catch that? It was our time with Hodges on the Common Sense Show, Dave Hodges and Steve Quayle. How do you guys think that went? I mean, I can't hear people answering. Why can't I? I'm expecting to hear people answer, but I can't.
No, it was a good show. We talked about election news and kind of a roundup of everything we've been seeing in this election cycle.
Yeah.
All the craziness and what potentially could happen tomorrow on election day. And Steve was on there with us, and you, me, and Dave, and it was a
Steve was powerful last night. Yeah. Steve was powerful. Yeah, so folks, if you have no watch, the Common Sense Show last night, I think it was a pretty good show. I really do. I think we covered a lot of ground. You know, there's so much wrong with things. How's everyone feeling out there? You feeling like, we are going to retain our representative republic? We're going to lose our country? How do you feel? Do you feel like we are headed for the yoke of tyranny through Clinton? I haven't talked to too many people today. I don't know if it's something in the air today or what it is. I haven't talked to too many people who feel that Clinton's going to win or Trump is going to win. In fact, I've talked to a lot of people who seem to be like walking on the ledge or looking for a ledge to hang over. Now, having said that, I do believe that we are not to give in to fatality mentality. Seriously. Of course, over the weekend, yet another 180 by Comey. Having gone through 656,000 emails, he was able to do that. It's about one per second, but that's all right. They did it. Deciding that, nope, nothing to see here. Move along, folks.
Yeah, and they did that in about 8 days, the emails, and now...
Well, it took them a year to do, or 18 months, or however long it did, for 30,000, so 656,000.
I don't know if you saw this.
They had an extra hour Saturday, Sunday.
The State Department, this is from the Washington Examiner, the State Department tells a court it needs 5 years to review deleted Clinton emails. And these are emails that came out of their department while she was head of that department.
Wait a second, what?
State Department officials asked a federal court Monday to consider allowing them up to 5 years for review of 31,000 pages of emails recovered by the FBI during its year-long investigation of Hillary Clinton.
That's right. That's right.
During the same hearing, the State Department admitted that the FBI provided 2,100 emails from Clinton's server that her legal team either deleted or withheld.
Yep.
The updates came from a Freedom of Information Act hearing Monday in a lawsuit filed by Judicial Watch.
Yep.
So that's
yep.
Pretty interesting, to say the least, that they want 5 years to review the emails.
By the way, daughter Jackie, as executive assistant, working out real well. She just came into the studio as well. Thank you all for your support of our program and being able to help us employ more people, to help us do more things, to help us get the message out, because it's going to be one of those, years, I think. I think this is the start of something big. Joe, I didn't mean to kind of divert you from that email idea, but I do believe that, we are going to be, I don't think this is the last of it. I don't think that we have even come close to the last of it. What I want to know, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm getting this question, where in the hell are the people who said that they had and I believe they have the actual, goods, but why haven't they released them? That's what I want to know.
It's a good question. And we talked about this last week and, the possibilities of this happening with Comey, again, covering up for Hillary Clinton. And what's interesting is, since the first investigation, WikiLeaks have provided a number of important emails and insights into the Clinton campaign that not only show the intent that Comey, said wasn't there the first time, but they show so much more than that. Between the crimes, the bribery, and what we talked about on Friday, the spiritual aspect of this. So it's eye-opening to see, and you got to wonder, is this a political move? Did they do this in order to, before the election, in order to give her try to give her a final push? Because I believe if Hillary wins tomorrow, it will not be because the people voted that way.
So, wait a second. So you're saying she's going to win through voter fraud? Is that what you're saying?
If she wins, it'll have to be through, I believe. I mean, just based on everything we've seen, monitoring the Trump rallies and their amount of people that attend the rallies versus Hillary Clinton's, the different internet searches, the trending topics over the last month, and the number of the amount of support Trump has gained in not only the toss-up states, but in Democratic states that have a history of voting democratically in the Democratic Party in the last, three elections, are turning towards Trump. And you take all these into effect, and I was looking at Real Clear Politics, they have the Electoral College polls up there, and they've had these up there for since the end of the primaries.
Right.
But what's interesting is what's changed. I'm going to pull it up here. In the Electoral College Real Clear Politics polls,
they've increased for Trump.
Yeah, they do the Electoral College map, which is different from the popular vote. And when we started this, I think Clinton was up 159 point spread. Now it was 99 last week. Now it's 39 this week. So I think that's very telling. And, you know,
if we can believe any of this.
Right.
Because I think we're being gamed. From you know, people are so sick of talking about this, and I know you're so sick of hearing about this. I get it. I'm right there with you. But we have to, because it is, I believe we have to, because I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe in the power of all of us working together and being able to expose this. By the way, before I go any further, I do want to mention two portions of the nice broadcast brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Yes, ZipRecruiter. Oh my goodness, what a great company. Folks, are you hiring? Are you doing a small business? If you're hiring, you always want to find the best candidates, and that's 100%. Well, ZipRecruiter's got this wonderful interface where you can post the job that you have once, and you can manage all the applicants through this fantastic interface. I've used it. It is 100%. I mean, it is like something I've never seen before in terms of easy to use. It makes things really light or really easy to use and really efficient. So go to, folks, our listeners can go post jobs for free right now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's right. You can try it for free. Try it out for free. ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. More on that as we get into the program. But you know, this is something we do have to really kind of hash out here. But I was thinking earlier today, Joan, I want to get your opinion on this. And folks, you can go to CanadaFreePress.com. And I'm telling you about where to go on this, CanadaFreePress.com, because it seems like people just don't care anymore. What I did was I tried to distill everything I could find. I set a 500 word limit for myself. Okay. 500 words on the emails. Like the most important stuff that I can think of with respect to Hillary Clinton's emails in 500 words or less. I think it came at like 489. I don't know. It was close without the title. But I broke it down into three sections: the law, Hillary Clinton's defense, and the summary of findings. With respect to the emails, and people are, again, so sick and tired hearing about this, they think it's this just some big BS stuff. If you go to CanadaFreePress.com and click on the title, Refuting Clinton Lies, Fast Facts About Hillary's Email, and share this with people you know, please. Because I'd like to see this get traction. It's only got four comments. Again, people, you know, what's up with this? Every government employee who takes or has a top security clearance signs an form SF312. And it's pretty straightforward. You can find, if you just type in the search engine SF312, you'll be able to find a copy of it. You can read it. But it tells you how to handle classified information, and it tells you pretty much what happens if you don't handle it right. You don't get your hand spanked. You don't get a free pass by Comey. No. Mm-mm. You go to jail. It's pursuant to Executive Order 13526. But anyway, Hillary Clinton's defense, of course, is the fact that nothing came through, or she never knowingly sent or received any classified documents or documents with classified markings or designations. Well, read the agreement, because the form makes that defense irrelevant. So what did she do? Well, Secretary of State, in direct violation of that form, folks, she never used a .gov address. She used multiple addresses on a private server. That's a big no-no. During the Benghazi hearings, of course, Congress found that she was using the private server, and They figured, oh, it's got to be around 60,000 emails, which is a low figure. And I made everything low just because. Well, she was subpoenaed, told to turn over the emails. She said, no, just all, I'm going to go through them. We're going to go through them. In fact, Cheryl Mills, my attorney, and we're going to go through them. We're going to give you the ones that are work related. She dictated the terms of this. Joe, you know this. So about 30,000 were about yoga and stuff, wedding cakes and pizza parties. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And the rest, were business. So she ordered her aides to delete 33,000 emails. I have about 60,000. The numbers, again, much higher. So, and Hillary Clinton too. Remember, Joe? Remember her saying, you know, it's kind of bulky for me to carry two devices. So I just want to carry the one device. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember her saying that.
Yeah, you know how many devices she carried during her 10 years as Secretary of State? Not at once. I understand this. Don't yell at me. 13. I find these numbers, by the way, very interesting. You know. But she lied. She lied. No, say it ain't so. She lied. So then I figured she forwarded classified information knowingly to her daughter, Chelsea. But she lied. Say it ain't so. Well, here's the deal. There's six laws that she violated. And first of all, she violated the Section 793 of the U.S. Espionage Act. That's a given. So, and they don't care about intent. The Espionage Act doesn't say, if you didn't mean to do it, no, don't worry about it.
Zero Hedge has a good article on their site that runs through some of this stuff. It's titled, I Just Lost All Faith in Our Deeply Corrupt Legal System.
Yeah.
Where he cites two specific examples of people who mishandled classified information and for that had their security clearances revoked and faced criminal charges.
Did you hear about the kid? And you and I haven't spoken about this. This young kid is aboard a submarine. Took six pictures on his cell phone, one of a treadmill. I mean, all these pictures are innocuous. And his mother was on Fox and Friends. I can't remember if it was Friday or anyway. His mother was on Fox and Friends. He's in jail because the background of the pictures show parts of the submarine that are classified. The technology on those pictures is 35 years old. And this young man is sitting in jail, can never vote again. And he's going to be in jail for a while.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But Hillary flipping Clinton, the yak, the witch, gets a flipping pass on this. No problem, right? You think I'm a little bit peeved? I mean, look, I just want to say there's six violations of Title 18. Both on the Hagman Report, but comment on Scanna Free Press if you want. Which brings me to this. Tomorrow we're going to be having the 6 hours of coverage in conjunction with CanadaFreePress.com. In fact, they're going to stream our program on CFP, and Judy's going to join us for, hop in now and again, right? And Judy McLeod, the senior editor. And you might say, well, wait a second, what's Canada got to do with the American elections? Well, they've got a bird's eye view of everything. Because why? Because they're higher than we are. If you look at a map, they're higher. And but no, she's got a lot of contacts, and there's a lot of things going on. She's good. And then we're going to have some surprises for you tomorrow. It's kind of like Alex Jones, but in terms of, how they have the 52-hour marathon, but it's going to be a little bit shorter. We don't have the staff. We don't have the money. And frankly, I don't have the stamina. We don't have, 50 people to man the cameras and the sippy on the microphones. But no worries. No worries. We'll get it. And I was on Jones. You guys knew that. That was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But
Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah, Wednesday and Friday. And thanks for your kind comments, everybody. Okay, so there we have it. So I just want to point people to Canada Free Press article, because you can comment on, raise its elevate its visibility, and at least hope, I hope upon hope, that someone really cares, still cares about the rule of law. Apparently many Christians don't. And yeah. Apparently a lot of Christians don't care about the rule of law, or they do. They say they do, but they really don't. Sometimes I wonder if they're not trying to bring the
tribulation in. Programming note, just today we're going to have Josh Tully come on in hour two to give us his take on the elections and what we're seeing in the news today, and any predictions for tomorrow. And then from USA Watchdog, Greg Hunter will be with us in the third hour, and we're going to talk about election news and some of the things that happened again with the FBI and other things we saw over the weekend pertaining to the Clinton email scandal and the election. An interesting piece of news from yesterday about the president. He went and to the public, it's told all the illegals to make sure that they get their ballot in, and then issued a reassurance to them if they did vote that they would not, nobody was going to go after illegals who illegally voted in this country, basically giving them permission to go vote. And I guess, you know, with the right information, they can vote wherever they want, as many times as they want, which is something that, you know, you'd never think you'd see a president do. But Obama did cross that line, and it's just mind-boggling.
Why do I even? I mean, okay, you know, there are no lines for him. Nothing. I mean, he colors outside the lines. He walks over lines. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, definitely will be an interesting 36 hours, the next 36 hours, to say the least.
I'm kind of wondering out there. Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering if people have indeed lost hope, or if people think that, or if people are renewed with hope. I want to send a search party out for the people who I know had information. I know they had the goods. The heck are they waiting for? It's past time.
Yeah, they're not waiting for anything. I don't know. I mean,
I don't understand it.
You know, we talked about this last week. About the possibility of this happening, and it's not a surprise. We've talked about it on this show at length, Comey's extensive history in the Clinton circle, his family's ties to the Clintons, the money they received, and that, you know, the federal government inside is, you know, completely sold out and corrupt, and it has been for a while. And these are just people protecting their own. Now, the real question is, where is the NYPD, and where are these, you know, so-called patriot insiders?
That's where
I don't think we're going to see those either. I don't know.
You know, Steve last night was kind of on the mark on Dave Hodges' program. And thanks to Dick for sending the email. Calling it a show, what we do, is kind of demeaning in a sense, is what the emailer Dick was saying. And I tend to agree with him on that. It's a habit. But anyway, what we have, one thing that, and Steve drove this home, we've got one thing that the enemy doesn't, and that's the power of prayer. That's the power of prayer. And, you know, we can use that. All of us use that. But the fact is, well, I mean, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. And we know that one man's not going to be able to change the world anyway. The change is going to come from the bottom up, and change from within each of us. We're going to have to, and you know, even with a Trump win, we would have so much to do we still would have so much to do. Hillary win, so much to do. And you know, Joe, if we preach in a way or state, assert, claim that really there's no difference between the Republicans and Democrats, then it shouldn't really matter who gets in the office. Except I think this is a little bit different, because in this case you have an obvious difference between the two candidates. You've got a Supreme Court vacancy and more to come. You've got, ostensibly on the right, you've got this man that's conservative, and his only basis, really, he doesn't have the oil base or the banker's base behind him. His only base really is the evangelical base, and they've abandoned him in many cases. But nonetheless, we have the power of prayer behind us. So, and we better repent and pray for this country and for Israel. And that's what we need to do, Joe.
Folks, you're listening to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Today is Monday. We are going to the break. When we come back, we're going to hit some more news. And into hour two, Josh Tully will be joining us from the Josh Tully Show. Visit his website. Josh is a friend and frequent guest on this program. He's an author and radio show host. And then USA Watchdog Greg Hunter will be our guest the third hour. And we're going to get into a deeper look at the what's going to happen, what has happened already, and what is going to happen in this election cycle just 24 hours before about the polls close here tomorrow. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. It is Election Eve. That's right. Are we on the fast track? I really think we are on the fast track of something. I don't know what it is. Thank you, Bob and Maggie. Happy birthday, Bob. Belated birthday wishes to Bob. But, God's on our side. If God's on our side, who can be against us? And we never give up. And I don't care if, that's the one thing about us, all of us, you guys, each of you listening and watching, we don't give up. Now, no matter what happens, we might be wounded, we might be limping, we might have a, sore paw. Kind of like Lady of the Studio Dog. She's fine, by the way. I put a picture up on Facebook. Her and I it just got too much. I mean, we were up 24, 26 hours. I'm getting too old for all-nighters. But we went out and just kind of sat outside and just said, this is too much. She was all upset over the programming, television programming. When she saw, when she heard about Comey, she just went nuts. But anyway, yeah, check our Facebook, check our social networking. Go to HagmanReport.com or HagmanandHagman.com. From either website, you can get a hold of our social networking. I've got my own personal Facebook and Twitter. The Hagman Report's got their own. I mean, it's great. We've got our own. So on Facebook and Twitter as well, follow us. I had a lot to say this weekend on Twitter, believe it or not. Some of it not so good. But Joe and I were talking during the break about the illusion that's coming tomorrow. I think that we're going to be party to an illusion. And I can't wait for the next 2 hours with Josh Tully coming up and, Greg Hunter. My goodness. Oh boy. And John Robertson, thank you so much. Thank you, my buddy. Thank you. John Robertson is a tremendous asset to the show. JD as well. Thank you both for everything that you do. You certainly don't get enough praise. Before we get to the show, though, I want to tell you, I was looking for really the perfect holiday gift for my wife, for us. We were talking about this, and we found Omaha Steaks. And folks, if you're struggling to find that perfect gift for someone who has it all, and we feel like we have it all. I mean, we could be, you know, living in a box, but we feel like we've got it all. So, the holidays are fast approaching. Order gifts for everyone on your list with just a click of a mouse. Get into the 21st century, they tell me. We'll do it that way. I tried this. I was kind of skeptical. I've heard about this in the past. I thought, you know, and my friend, I was best man at his wedding a number of years ago, invited me over and, for steak, and we had this wonderful steak, and I had to ask. I didn't know where he got it. He said Omaha Steaks. And I kind of put it on my mind. But then, my wife and I were looking on the internet. We found Omaha Steaks. We thought, this is a great way to, fill up some of our hard to buy for people. And here's what we did. We ordered a starter pack, a beginner's pack. And we loved it. We absolutely loved it. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you, Omaha Steaks, perfect. And for just $49.99, under $50, you can get my family gift pack. I feel like it's mine because I found it. Joey, you didn't find it. I found it. Eric, the tech, you didn't. Now, you were grabbing at it. No, it's our family gift pack. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter our code HH in the search bar, that's 77% off. Folks, under $50, you get a tremendous amount of food. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to our listeners. Listen to everything that you will get for less than $50. You ready? Two filet mignons, and they just melt in your mouth. Delicious. Can you smell it? Here, smell the aroma. Oh, it's great. Two top sirloins. Absolutely beautiful cuts. Two boneless pork chops. Four chicken breasts. And let me tell you, they are, they're the greatest. I mean, the chicken breasts alone, I could make two or three meals out of one chicken breast. That's me, okay? Four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, which are fantastic. It's all fantastic, actually. Four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets. I had two of the four. One Omaha Steak seasoning packet. Plus, by ordering now, you'll get four additional kielbasa sausages free. Folks, just go to omahasteaks.com. Enter our code HH in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart and get 77% off. 77% savings. It's a gift. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. That's omahasteaks.com, HH in the search box. And again, you got everything I mentioned for under $50. You can't go wrong. And you know something? Treat yourself. Try it yourself first. I guarantee you. I got to write. You know what? My wife, can we, here, Eric, give a shot on this. In this box right here, This is the, and actually it's cold. This is the free sausage that we got. Right here. That's right. Free kielbasa. If you're watching this, you can see it. If not, then you can't. But, no. And it comes packaged really nice, and it's just really a cool thing. And when we were at my home, I guess we're going to have to put a lock on the freezer. Joe and Eric, they go in and they're looking, where is it? Where is it? Come on. OmahaSteaks.com, search bar, HH. Under $50, you can't beat it.
Jumping back into some news here, there's two pieces of interesting information coming out of Fox and News, and I want to hit the non-election one first. This has to do with Benghazi, and the new information about Benghazi is pretty interesting. They're saying that people who were hired by the State Department were the ones who initially launched the attack. An obscure private firm hired by the State Department over internal objections to protect U.S. diplomats in Benghazi just months before the American ambassador and three others were killed was staffed with recruited local officials with terror ties to help carry out the attack, multiple sources have told Fox News. The explosive charge against Wales-based Blue Mountain Group comes from several sources, including an independent security specialist who has implemented training programs at U.S. consulates around the world, including in Benghazi, where he trained a local militia that preceded Blue Mountain. The source who spoke on the condition of anonymity said Blue Mountain used local newspaper ads to assemble a team of 20 guards, many of whom had terror ties, after securing a $9.2 million annual contract. The guards who were hired were locals who were part of the Ansar al-Sharia and al-Qaeda groups operating in Benghazi, said the source. And there's a secondary source here, a CIA contractor that responded to the attack in Benghazi, is the co-author of 13 Hours, the inside account of what really happened in Benghazi, confirmed to Fox News that the local Libyans who attacked the consulate that night included guards working for Blue Mountain. And he goes on to give his account there in the Fox News report. And what's interesting is this all happened under the tenure of Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State. And she is the one who, they are the ones who hired the security here from Blue Mountain. And according to this report, Blue Mountain had no employees when it secured the $9.2 million contract and had to hurry up and fill those positions. And the background personnel of these people were not vetted. They were never looked at to see what kind of ties they had to terrorism or other allegiances. And that's according to the State Department now and the information that's come out. But if this is true, it's definitely another piece to the puzzle as far as what happened in Benghazi on September 11th, 2012, as the U.S. ambassador and three others were killed. Now,
you know something, I'm not sure I like the language used, or the term, I shouldn't say language. To me, that demeans the men who fought valiantly for, you know, when they say, and I'm not picking on you or saying this against you, I've seen so many places say the American ambassador and three others. Well, number one, the three others have names, and number two, the three others, two of the three, fought to their deaths for 11 hours. And I don't think they get a lot of credit in the way people, the way the writers write these articles, I guess is what I'm saying. But
yeah,
I just want to remind people, Glenn Doherty, you know, and I apologize for forgetting the names, but we should always remember their names.
Absolutely. And switching gears here to another Fox News report. This one linked off Drudge. DHS report hackers could meddle with election results.
This is important.
This is from an older security report, and Fox put some of the latest information out there. Elements of America's election infrastructure potentially are vulnerable to hacking and other cyber intrusions that could impact the ability of voters to cast ballots on election day or manipulate unofficial election night data. Whatever that means, according to a Department of Homeland Security report. And the DHS, they say, we assess multiple elements of U.S. election infrastructure are potentially vulnerable to cyber intrusions. The risk to U.S. computer-enabled election system varies from county to county, between types of devices used, among processes used by polling stations. They talk about targeted intrusions against individual voter registration databases, and are possible, although the effective ability to manipulate, that's not the route to go, they say. But DHS issued a report, Cyber Threats and Vulnerabilities to U.S. Election Infrastructure, explained that some states have started migrating to the cloud with systems that report election results to the general public and media. And I can imagine that instead of, you know, going in and hacking each individual county in different states, counties in different states, that you would wait until the numbers are gathered. And, you know, why hack 700 machines, you know, individually, when you can just hack the one that counts the votes?
Well,
if you know what you're doing, I guess.
Exactly. But if, wouldn't that leave more witnesses? I mean, let's think about this a little bit. Wouldn't that leave more witnesses?
Hacking one machine versus...
Yes, only because, you know, for example, if you've got 50 team leaders that, you know, they know they're turning in certain, well, I guess, okay, maybe that's the question we should be asking. Do the people at the precincts know the tallies? Do we know that? Well, and if we, if we don't know that, why don't we know that?
At each individual precinct, but when you have the media as part of the arm of Hillary Clinton's campaign and protecting her every step of the way, why wouldn't they? I mean, if they were going to steal the election for Hillary, the media would certainly put on a unified front. And what I think is all this talk about hacking comes from the possibility, you know, what if Trump actually wins the election, but they still, you know, in their attempt to steal it, they did not do what they needed to do. Therefore, they have room to say, well, this was hacked.
Right.
You know,
yep. Yep.
How do you know that Trump wins? They won't turn around and say, well, that's not the accurate tallies.
Well, and that's what, before the show, that's kind of what we're talking about. This particular article, I think we're being prepped to question, as I've said before, the legitimacy now of the results, especially if Trump wins. And frankly, folks, look, I don't know if Trump is going to win or not. I really don't know. I've got my suspicions. I'm not going to say them out loud, but I have my suspicions. But here's the thing. And if I can just interject this, the reason I'm kind of in a light-hearted mood right now today, in case you haven't noticed. No, I'm not on drugs. No, no, no. We're going to have work to do regardless. We are going to have work to do. It doesn't matter who wins. The work that is going to be before us, we're going to have a lot to do. And especially if Hillary wins, we're going to have to work that much harder, I believe, anyway, and that much smarter. Trump, I think we're still going to have work to do because we're going to be fighting elements within the Leviathan of the government. I do think that we're going to have to be smarter than the average bear out there. Or else we're going to get sampled on. But I believe that, I believe we can do it. I really do. I think if we all work together, we can do this. We can win. And by winning, I mean, we can leave a good legacy for not just ourselves, but our family. But go ahead, Joe. Didn't mean to overtalk you, but that's important though. I think they're setting us up for this questioning. Okay. Hey, is this the right? Are these the right numbers? Can we believe what we're seeing? Can we believe our lying eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. There's an interesting article on the Daily Caller, and we mentioned this on Hodges last night about Hillary Clinton preparing a fireworks show in New York City on Election Day. Well, it's being reported now by the Daily Caller. Hillary Clinton cancels victory fireworks show she had scheduled for Tuesday night in New York City. Though the Democratic nominee was planning to celebrate the outcome of the election with 2 minutes of pyrotechnics over the Hudson River, the Coast Guard said her campaign scrapped their plans on Monday. According to TMZ, Clinton camp reached out on Thursday to say it wouldn't be showing off the aerial shells after all. Now, what reason? They did not give a reason to the Coast Guard for the cancellation, and apparently nobody's been able to get a hold of the campaign staff to ask why. But
didn't file the proper permits?
No, she asked. They actually scrapped it. They called the Coast Guard and said they weren't going to do it. And in 2012, Mitt Romney planned an 8-minute, 25,000 fireworks show over Boston to celebrate a victory over Obama that never happened, and he didn't even cancel his show. But obviously there is probably some other reason.
Do we know exactly when that was canceled? And again,
Romney?
No.
On Thursday.
So I Thursday last.
Double check here. Yeah, they just. Right.
Which the news hadn't broke about Comey.
Yeah, Thursday.
And, all right. You know, with all the heaviness, especially Friday's show, the heaviness with the Friday's show, the satanic element to that, which still exists, and if you look deeper into it, it's validated many times over. And then to get up. In fact, I was at my office, and my wife called me, and she said, "What happened?" I can't remember if that was Saturday or Sunday. The days just kind of run together. When did we wake up and find out that that was? Was it Sunday?
Find out what?
That Comey issued some ridiculous statement. That
I think he did that on
I can't remember.
Saturday, I think it was.
All right. Because, yeah, I was... so it had to be Sunday morning, I think. Or was it... Or maybe not. I don't know. But I just remember getting the phone call whatever day it was, and just thinking, well, you know. How do you, folks, what do you think? Do you think somebody got to him? Do you think that, or do you think that this was just a big psyop? And I know, so I've gotten emails saying, oh, you fell for a psyop. I don't believe so. I believe that the NYPD, and I have talked to a source at the NYPD, who, surprisingly, I have not been able to reach since Sunday afternoon. I think they really had plans to break some information. But,
and it was Sunday that it was? Came out and announced the investigation. Part two is not going to continue.
Well, Matthews, Chris Matthews was using phrases or terms like exonerated, innocent. No, that's not even close to being the case. Don't forget, she is going into the office. If she would be elected, she'd be going into the office with her foundation under five separate investigations. And Joe, bear with me a minute here, because I had somebody ask me to repeat what I said initially in the first couple of minutes of when we were on with Dave Hodges yesterday. But Hillary Clinton, as the first lady, was the first and only first lady ever to come under criminal investigation. I'm just going to go through this really quick here. She was married to the first. She's the first lady to be married to the only president to be disbarred and sanctioned and fined $850,000. She was married to the first and only president to be accused of rape and sued for sexual harassment. Now, this is interesting because on 49 different occasions while first lady between 1994 and 1996, Hillary Clinton gave Chinese agent Johnny Chung, who is, by the way, is ultimately sentenced for violations of campaign finance laws, personal access to her West Wing office. Remember, she had an office in the West Wing. Chung gave Hillary $366,000 for the DNC, that was earmarked for the DNC, in exchange for allowing Chinese delegations special access to the White House. And Chung later described the Clinton White House like a subway. You put coins in, you get access. That was published in the Los Angeles Times, November 8th, 1997. And while serving as the first lady, and I found this really interesting, under Hillary Clinton and the Clinton regime, 33 individuals and businesses were convicted or pleaded guilty to various crimes, and an additional 61 indictments and charges were filed against others. At least 122 congressional witnesses during that same time period pleaded the fifth when testifying in front of Congress or various hearings, and fled the country to avoid having to testify in criminal cases. 122 witnesses. Now, as the senator, New York senator for the United States, this is important. March 12, 2003, she opposed a bill to outlaw partial birth abortions. And then, you know, you saw that smirk, that Joker-like smirk, during the debates when she was debating Trump and she stood next to him and he was describing a partial birth abortion. You know, saying, I don't want to be gross, but, he described it and he said, you know, she was for this and she was indicating it wasn't true. Now, we know the procedure is true. So what could she possibly mean that she wasn't for it? I don't know. And, you know, she's, on March 25th, 2005, while a New York senator for the state of New York, she voted against Unborn Victims of Violence Act. She pushed in 2006 increased funding for Planned Parenthood. She co-sponsored the Freedom of Choice Act with Barbara Boxer. And you know what happened? You know what the effect was? The effect was that forced you, ladies and gentlemen, the taxpayer, to fund abortions. And, you know, I could go on and on, but hopefully that gives you a good idea. I think And did you know, and I think I might have asked this before, did you know she had a, they had a house in, they have a house in Washington, D.C. It's a mansion in Washington, D.C. She was the only first lady to get caught running out of, you know, moving, putting up a U-Haul and taking furniture out of the White House that belonged to the taxpayers, belonged to the people of the United States. But those are minor things, of course. You know, she's entitled to that. 52,481 emails, John Podesta emails and counting, folks. So, oh, you know what? And I would be remiss if I didn't point out that in 1978, 10 months, and you know this, folks, 1978, 10 months, she actually turned $1,000 into $99,540 worth of cattle futures deal. You know, you remember that. So, and Podesta, of course, you know, having all those emails, we know about him and the Center for American Progress. And if you've, oh, did you see this
chart? 34 was released by WikiLeaks just this evening.
Okay, so now that's
plus the 8,000 DNC emails that were released over the weekend when apparently WikiLeaks came under a cyber attack.
Oh, and Twitter too. Yes, Twitter, WikiLeaks Twitter thing. Yep.
And there's an interesting article up on RT about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck apparently has done a complete 180, supports BLM and the Black Lives Matter and opposes Trump. This is from an interview he gave to the New Yorker.
Are you sure we're not being punked here?
No, I'm sure.
All right.
Because this election couldn't get any weirder. Glenn Beck tipped his hat to President Obama for making him a better man. The former right-wing pundit gave an interview to the New Yorker in which he disavowed some of his previously held beliefs.
Hey, Glenn, call me. Seriously.
He says, Glenn Beck says he regrets calling Obama a racist and said Obama has made me a better man. He also had some harsh words for Donald Trump, and apparently it's being reported here that he also expressed his support for the anti-police brutality movement, Black Lives Matter, saying there are things unique to the African-American experience that I cannot relate to, and I had to listen to them.
I don't know. Well, I'm not going to make fun of this. Something happened to Glenn Beck. Something very serious happened to him.
Yeah, and I mean, I listen to his show here and there when I'm in the car and I catch it. And he has been kind of all over the place, back and forth.
You know,
this election.
You know, if Glenn Beck was Glenn Beck, and saying this stuff, that's one thing. But to have a couple of lackeys in the back, and I'm sorry, that's the way I look at them. Maybe that's not the proper. They're unnecessary. They're yes men. They're just, you know, because when you and I disagree, we disagree. I mean, sometimes, you know, things get ugly. But to have, you know, to have a couple of people just do nothing but agree with the guy, to me, that's just useless. I've never heard Stu and Pat disagree with Glenn Beck. Have you? I mean,
no, not. I'm sure they have at some point, but not that I can remember, and especially not in this election cycle. Folks, when we come back, we're going to be joined by Josh Tully of The Josh Tully Show for the whole second hour, and then Greg Hunter from USA Watchdog. Right after that, it's going to be a great next 2 hours. And don't forget tomorrow, a six-hour broadcast starting at 6 p.m. on YouTube. We'll go into the show, 7 to 10 p.m. on Global Star and Blog Talk, and come back out for the last 2 hours again on YouTube in an uninterrupted six-hour stream. We'll be there. We'll be right back with Josh Tully after this. Stay with us.